Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears with you, along with you here for the ride tonight on this Friday night, 15 minutes past the hour. And it is a Friday night live program here on WWGH Radio, and we are joined in studio tonight by Angie Evers and Sean Kraft, our first show back here since March the 19th on a Friday night. So it's fun to be back in the studio, and we also have... We're in a new studio, first Friday night show from this studio. So how are you doing, Angie, here on a Friday night? My mic is a little crackly there.
Oh, pretty good.
Your mic's working good. All right, Sean, let's see how yours is doing.
I'm doing wonderful. Is it sound all right?
Try that again.
Do I sound all right? I don't hear myself.
Well, we don't need that. Go ahead. Yeah.
Now I can hear myself.
See, but I don't know if that's picking up on the purple or the green. Talk now.
Must be picking up on this one.
Okay, something picked up there.
Yeah, on this
okay, one. Just keep talking.
Yep. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? That one ain't working.
Yeah, I think it's the purple one. I'd go with the purple one.
Okay.
For some reason, the green one is having technical difficulties.
We will work on that later.
So we will stick with the purple one here, but I think we can hear everybody now. Thank goodness we're up and running here. We had a great dinner tonight. We're not going to say where because people are guessing online, but it was a very, very, very good dinner.
It was.
Delicious.
Delicious.
I'm stuffed. It's sitting right on my diaphragm.
Yeah, I overate tonight. I shouldn't have.
You know, the diaphragm's right there, right? Right under your lungs.
So if you're heavy breathing, we know why.
You'll know why. That salad's sitting on my diaphragm. Yeah. It was a club salad, which consisted of pepperoni and ham and turkey and cheese.
Okay, good.
I had the calzone.
Bacon. It also bacon. Had bacon.
Bacon. Oh, you had bacon on yours.
No, I just had cheese and pepperoni.
Oh, cheese and pepperoni.
And okay. You had a pizza?
I had a pizza, yeah.
Now, you have not been on since you had a heart attack.
Thank you, yeah.
Well, let's just cut to Final Jeopardy here right on the start of the show.
Just throw it all out.
Oh, no, I mean, is that true?
You know, that's a HIPAA ball.
Well, I'm not a doctor. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it is true. Yes, I had my heart attack. Yes.
Is that a hidden thing?
No, it's not.
Okay, well, there you go.
I was joking around with you.
You had a heart attack.
I did.
You survived?
Yeah, I survived.
That's good.
Yeah, I could have had all three of them, actually. My blood pressure and my sugar was through the roof. They said I could have had a stroke and a diabetic coma if I didn't go in at the right time. So I had a guardian angel. Apparently, we had a psychic here the other day. He says his name is Thomas.
Thomas is who?
My guardian angel.
Oh.
I have no who. I don't know a Thomas.
No?
No. So I don't know.
I really don't know any Thomases either.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. How do we sound? That's very important here in the new studio because we're trying to soundproof it. Now, you know, over the radio all week, which I really haven't got much of a chance to listen, people have been telling me it sounds weird, but today, I listened to some of the replays, and they sounded fine. So I don't know anymore. People called in today, so they must be able to hear, and people were listening to Pastor Whitaker today, and people heard that. So I assume people can hear.
You know, it could be anything. It's technology. We moved places, so it's just an adjustment you have to do.
And tomorrow, the antenna issue should be remedied after a long, long two-week period.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got a problem.
Oh, no. What is it?
Oh, you guys sound terrible.
Oh, no.
No, I can't hear you at all.
Really?
Well, what I was going to ask is all my radios are set at home, like always had them. I cannot pick you up anywhere. And I'm out here in the car. I have to come out in the car and drive around to listen to you.
Well, yeah, that problem should be fixed tomorrow. That's an issue we've been having with the antenna. But tomorrow morning, we're going to go up with a technician and hopefully get that worked out.
Yeah, and then I was coming in up by Stewart, and you had, like, music background and everything with you.
Yeah.
But the closer I got into town, you guys are just cleared up. It sounds really good.
Yeah, the closer to the tower right now, the stronger the signal. And but hopefully tomorrow that should be fixed, because we're taking... We haven't... Where our antenna is, we can't get to it because it's up high on a tower. So we have a technician coming tomorrow morning, as long as it doesn't rain in the morning, to climb that tower and hopefully repair whatever damage was done to the antenna a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was just hearing you moved. I didn't even know you moved.
Yeah, we moved a week ago today, so that's why the sound has been a little odd, because we moved into a room and we're trying to get the acoustics right. So you say it's kind of hard to hear tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm good now. I'm in clear, but if I get on out the other way, then you guys, it's like another station's trying to override you, but it's not Crawford County or any of them like it usually is.
Right.
It's some kind of a different music.
Yeah, it could be. There's also a station in Circleville that's on this frequency, but I just pray tomorrow morning that this technician, which he should be able to, because our antenna is pretty simple. I think it just the connection got damaged in that windstorm 2 weeks ago. So tomorrow morning, hopefully sometime by tomorrow afternoon, we'll be back at full strength.
Well, I hope so, because, buddy, I tell you, I miss it at home. But like I said, I got to go out in the car, but I'm going to be there.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, Scott. You guys have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Now, see, those are our listeners. Dedicated listeners right there.
Yep, he went out in his car and he was listening to us.
Right, and that's what I say. You know, we were going to get this fixed tomorrow. I believe it'll be fixed tomorrow because I've been close to the antenna. See, people don't listen to this station. You know, come on. No, people, you know people. Well, apparently they don't. Somebody hung up there who was calling in. If that was you, call back in. 740. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Maybe the phone died out. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I can hear you on my house, portable house radio here. I'm on the east end of town, just two streets down from New Jersey, and I can hear you on the house radio.
Now, how do we sound?
Well, you don't sound too bad. Sometimes you sound a little muffled, but most of the time it seems like it's coming in pretty good.
Now tonight, have you heard Sean and Angie? Are we all sounding clear tonight?
Well, I've only had it on about 5 minutes so far, but...
Did you hear the last call? Yeah, go ahead.
So far, from where I'm sitting here in my living room, I got my portable radio... And I got the antenna moved a certain way, and it sounds pretty good. But I'm here on Johnson Street here in the east end of Marion.
Did the last caller come in okay?
Yes, the guy that was calling from his car. I heard him real good.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, thank you for the update, and if anything changes, let us know.
All right. Thank
you.
Bye.
I'm telling you, I love the listeners of this station. They will bend their antennas. They will get in the car. They will drive around town. You see what we're doing, Sean? We're torturing people by not fixing this antenna.
I'm working on it, so we apologize for the long delay. But, you know, it's trying to get a technician to go up to the tower. They was pretty busy. So.
Tomorrow, it really should be fixed, though. The issue has been nobody's been able to climb the pole.
Right.
I mean, I thought about climbing it one day, but I didn't want to end up in the parking lot.
I was going to climb it, but, you know, I can't.
Heart attack number two.
I'm not climbing it.
Well, I just hope everybody can hear everybody. And tomorrow, we should be back at full strength, because there are a lot of options tomorrow to fix the antenna.
Yeah,
so.
We have a lot of options. So it should be fixed by tomorrow. We have a lot of
ways to go.
Yeah.
So as long as it doesn't rain tomorrow, which is not supposed to until around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And we're going in the morning.
We should be fine.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And and the whole issue, you know, 7 years, for the first time in 7 years, the antenna broke 14 days ago today. 7 days ago today, the computer, the main computer, went out for the first time in 7 years. And we moved locations. For about the 18th time in 7 years. We do that every couple of years just to keep people guessing.
Yeah, there you go.
740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here at WWGH Radio. But I do. I really, really, really appreciate what people have done to keep listening to this station. I know people have bent their antennas. I know people have went out in their cars and driven around just to listen to this. I know the lengths that people have went to, listening on their Alexas and tune-ins and... whoop-de-doos and kazoos, and it's really, that means a lot. That means we're coming here and we're actually doing something. There have been a few stations I've been at where I don't think people were paying attention.
Oh, yeah. We know that. I've been a couple of them with you.
But here, we're actually doing some good, I think.
We are.
What do you think, Angie?
I think so. Definitely.
You glad to be back here on a Friday night?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe how long it had been.
March the 19th was the last Friday show because we were on the Pennsylvania-New York trip 2 weeks ago tonight. And then last week, we thought we'd be back on the air, and we were not because of the move and some technical issues.
Yeah,
and then when, like, on our way over here, there was, like, no electric. Like, the electric had gone
tonight,
out.
I thought the gods were after us again tonight. The electric blew out right before we came in the studio tonight. But we're all up, back, and running tonight. I do like the new studio. I everybody who's been here this week does like it better than the last studio, which I was wondering, because, you know, that was a professional building. But we had no space. We had no closet space. We had no, you know, a parking space. It was a very rough situation. This is so much easier. Right. And I've been doing a show here a week now, and I've only had sirens one time in a week. And I don't think people can hear it on the air.
Did anybody hear the trash? Like, the trash
day? I don't think they did, and I could hear it, but I think we're far enough away from it with the windows covered up that it doesn't transcribe into the microphones.
Okay. I was wondering about that on trash day.
Well, because I used to hear sirens at the other building, but I don't think it ever went over the radio.
Yeah.
And heavens knows we heard them down at Belltone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you never know, we might be able to get a backup generator, you know.
So. Well, and we had an issue when Nate was on this week. I know Nate listens on Friday night. I hope Nate's out there doing good. Nate took a great picture of the rainbow this afternoon. So, Nate, I saw your picture of the rainbow. But Nate came in here and the computer went out the other day. Now, we think that has to do with updates. So we're going to look at that tonight as well before we depart the studio. So hopefully, Nate, that doesn't happen again next week. But also, we can't lay anything on top of this computer because there is a new hard drive in it apparently that's floating. So if anybody even slightly bumps it or touches it, it could reset the whole computer, which it wasn't that way before.
No, it wasn't. But
as of last Friday, it's that way now.
Yeah. Yeah, you just want to be careful.
So, and we don't have as much desk space as we used to, so that makes it...
Well, we'll work on that. We can get that computer out of the way.
Well, we have some furniture coming this week, I think. So hopefully we'll be able to space some things out. And also, once we get more furniture in here, that's going to kill this echo even further.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any furniture they want to get rid of? Area rugs or... we'll just take it now.
We'll just take it. Donation, generator, whatever you got.
740-383-9944. What do we sound like tonight, and what are you doing out there on Friday night? You know, I used to like that game in radio they played, Why Are You Up?
Why Are You
But
Up?
We're at 8 o'clock, you're probably still up, so we have to amend that to be, what are you doing?
Huh.
What are you doing on this Friday night? Beautiful Friday night after this rough storm we had.
Yeah, and that wind, I thought I was having a tornado or something, because I looked outside my, it was whistling, and I thought I had a tornado outside my house. It was like, did you hear it?
I was driving in it.
Oh, was it like your car going everywhere?
Yes, because, you know, I have a little car, so it's really hard to keep a hold of it.
Yeah.
In the wind, in the rain.
Huh.
So
what was you guys' last topic that you guys talked about when you guys is on the air?
Who knows?
You guys just make them up as you go?
Well, that was 3 weeks. There's never an agenda.
Oh, there's never an agenda?
You
just make them up? Just talk about
I always say, Scott, what are we going to talk about tonight? And he's like, I don't know.
But we do.
I was trying to think the last time I was on you guys' show. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, it's been...
I don't know when. Probably sometime in maybe January.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
It's a sad day today, though, because Prince Philip died at 99, just a few months shy of his 100th birthday. And I was watching a program this afternoon. He had just gotten out of the hospital after heart surgery, and people thought, well, now he's going to make it to his 100th. And obviously not. And it's also sad, he lived that long, and now his state funeral might not happen as it normally would because of the pandemic.
Wow. Oh, they have a pandemic over there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
They don't want it to be a super spreader event.
How old is The woman. Queen.
The queen?
Yeah.
And the woman. All right. How old is that woman? How old is his wife?
Yeah. Queen Elizabeth.
She's in early 90s. I think she's 94.
Oh, 94?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing okay.
I thought she was ordering that. I thought she was ordering him, actually.
Well, I just feel bad for poor Prince Philip. You know, he was about to celebrate his centennial birthday, 100 years. Died slightly shy of it. And that's always sad.
Hmm. So I don't understand how the queen and king goes. Now, so it's in her family, right? That's why he's the prince, not the king.
Right.
Okay. So it's in her family. So she's the main boss, really.
Well, I mean, she's the head of the monarch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't really do that anymore, do they, over there?
No, they don't do anything political, but they have sway. I mean, I'm sure that when they call the prime minister, he jumps.
Because they have gold.
Well, they're rich.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, they don't really have any power as far as that goes.
Because they have a government over there now.
Yeah, they have prime minister.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because normally you would never have a queen because the monarchies do not recognize women. It's always the men. The only way you ever get a queen is if you have no boys.
And that's what happened.
That her father had no boys. So that's how she became queen. So we will never have a queen. Well, it'll be generations, generations, generations. Because she had a boy. She had one child, and it was a boy, Prince Charles. So he'll be king if he wants it. And then Prince Charles, who's his kids are next, he had two boys. So they would be next in line. William. And William has had boys. So we're never going to have a queen for 300 years again. But we've had one for a long time.
Yeah, she's been in office how long now?
Well, she's the longest reigning monarch, I believe, in the history of the monarchy. She's been in there, I think, since 54.
The queen that never smiles.
No, she's not a happy lady. Certainly not today. Her husband died. 73 years they were married.
That's a long time. Yeah.
That's a hard time. She finally got paroled after 73 years.
Only you would say that.
Well, marriage can be a tough breed.
Well, I agree.
I mean, I don't know why people come down on me when I talk about marriage. I just...
Is that all they do? They come down on you?
Well, it's been a long-term joke here now because I am so anti-marriage, but, you know, I just don't think it works. These people fall in love. Oh, they're in love. And then they're in divorce court.
Oh, yeah.
I can't talk.
No, you know there are three rings. Three rings in any relationship. The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering. That's how it goes.
Oh, jeez.
I feel hot tonight. I'm going to the comedy club when I'm done here.
There you go, funny bone.
At the program tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here it goes. I'm sure this will be a pleasant call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello again. I didn't know why, but I thought I would check in again.
Well, I'm glad you are. How you doing?
Pretty mellow. Did you know that Philip and the Queen are third cousins? They share a great-great-grandparents.
Really?
Somebody said that online, but I checked, and I think they're descended from Queen Victoria.
I didn't know this was Adam. You don't sound like yourself.
Well, I can do celebrity imitations if you like.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I'm just kind of mellow on the phone, but, you know, if you'd like to hear our favorite therapist, maybe Howard Cosell, you just let me know.
Oh, give us a little Howard Cosell. We enjoy Howard Cosell.
You want to hear from Howard Cosell? Well, you know, I'm really unhappy about the Major League All-Star Game being moved from Atlanta. Atlanta's a great city.
Well, that was good, Adam.
Terry does it better, but, you know, you asked for it. It kind of came on a whim.
Hey, did you hear Terry might have passed away?
I certainly hope not.
Well, no, we don't hope that he's passed away, but nobody's heard from him in a week and a day.
That's the Hong Kong buffet. He goes there every day. Every single time that I've been there in the last few weeks, I've joked about it, but every time he's there, and the last time I was there, I came kind of early, and he walked in like 10 minutes before I left, and the time before that I got there about 2:30, and he was paying his bill. So I don't know if he lives there, or I thought he lived in Delaware, but maybe he's kind of living next to Harbor Freight Tools and the buffet. So.
Well, we'll send the authorities over to the Hong Kong buffet and see if we can... No, have you heard from him in like 8 days? We haven't heard or seen nothing.
I saw him earlier this week when I was there.
Oh, you did?
Well, at the buffet. I mean, it was definitely he. It's 4 days ago.
Did he say hello to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, in between bites. But, yeah, I always say hi to him. I mean, he's not hard to recognize.
No, you spot him a mile away. There's no doubt about it. Are you sure it was earlier this week?
He does it, yeah, it was 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, we haven't seen or heard from him in days.
I'll try to track these people down. So, well, yeah, he does a better co-sell, but you know, you want it out of the whim. So, I thought I'd bring up the controversial topic.
Well, we're glad to hear he hasn't passed away.
I certainly hope not.
No, I thought he might, because I hadn't heard from him since, like, last Thursday.
I would hope not. He's kind of a connection for paint, isn't he? That's one of his duties.
Yeah, we don't want to use our paint dealer.
He's the prospect paint person.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called, Adam, and that's interesting. Yeah. An interesting fact that they were cousins.
A lot of the royal family, they come from kind of a small pool, and so many are related. I mean, sometimes it's like six or seven cousins, but I believe if you share great great grandparents, you'd be third cousins, and so like the kids would be like a third cousin once removed. So,
maybe they were born in Kentucky.
Yeah, well, they're all, you know, European.
Oh well.
But the. I guess the landlord also. He sent me a text message, and he's very happy that you're pleased with Prospect.
Yes, we are. We are pleased. As soon as we get
the prospects for being pleased are plentiful.
Yeah, everybody has high optimism right now as we flow into the next month or so, and hopefully we'll have a grand opening sometime in May or June.
I will try to. I will try to find Terry for you. I mean,
yeah, well, just let him know.
You can check his. You can check his favorite eatery. I would say go down there between like 12 o'clock and 2 any day. He's likely to be there because literally, I mean, it's like 4 times in a row. And I've joked about it, but sure enough, I mean, you could time your watch by it.
Well, we don't need to be in touch with him. Just tell him that we're concerned and we're glad he's doing okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine. But I mean, that's one place you can try to track him down.
So what time do if you want to see Terry, you go to the Hong Kong buffet between 12 and 2?
11:30 to 1:30, I would say those are kind of prime lunch hours. I think he would likely be there.
So he stays there the whole day.
He does a better sell than I do. But you know, I have a few imitations that I've been known to break into.
Well, Adam, we appreciate the call, and call in anytime.
Okay, folks, and hello, Angie. She's being kind of quiet.
Yeah, she'll pipe up.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. We'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Terry's not dead. I'm glad to hear that. There has been some conversation that he might have passed away. No, we talked about that earlier.
Yep, we haven't heard from him for a while.
A week and a day.
Yeah.
We're glad to hear he's alive.
Yeah. There you go.
I did not know he was such a... Well, I heard Adam talk about him going to the Hong Kong buffet, but I didn't realize it was that much of a...
So they go to Hong Kong buffet together?
Well, I don't know if they go together or if they just happen to be there at the same time. I could not discern that.
Oh, okay.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, how do we sound, so on... and so forth tonight. Give us a buzz here. And again, the antenna, hopefully tomorrow morning, will be fixed after 15 days. And again, we appreciate everybody who's went to such lengths to listen to this station, to get in your car and move your antenna and all that sort of thing. Hopefully, we'll be up and running back to normal within 24 hours. So, that'll be good.
Absolutely.
So, what else is on the agenda?
Not sure.
Well, you like the ID channel. I mean, that would have been a good story for you if Terry had turned up dead.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want him to turn up dead. I mean, I don't want anybody to think that we want him dead. I'm just saying, when you go missing like that, people wonder.
Oh, you mean you have to go through, like, a welfare check?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've never really had to do that because I didn't care enough to know if somebody was dead or alive.
So if I go off grid, that means people can come check on me, right?
Well, do people really do that though? I wouldn't do it. I mean, I really.
I wouldn't check on you. Well, you need to check on me when I have a heart attack.
Well, I would say, I hope they're having I want to give people their privacy.
Well, when that murder happened here in town the other day, didn't somebody call for, a welfare check?
They did, but the husband had murdered the wife.
Right.
That's horrible.
And they were an older couple.
And what about that may end up on the ID channel.
Huh, I just feel, crazy. That's interesting that the Queen and Prince Philip were third cousins.
Really?
I don't know if that's dangerous.
Huh. Well, I don't think third cousins ain't dangerous. I think it's like the first cousin, right?
First cousin would probably be not good.
They say that, but I really don't know if it's true or not. I mean,
I'm sure
it
is.
Well, what would it give you?
Well, I think it messes with your bloodline.
Yeah.
Makes him some kind of deformed or something, maybe.
See, that's what they say, but I've never seen that. Everybody in Kentucky, look at them.
Well, I don't think everybody in Kentucky is.
Well, most people.
Is that like all the southern states?
Well, no, just West Virginia and Kentucky. There's something in the water in those places. I think so.
West Virginia, you have to travel in the mountains, and you have to travel too far. Well, between the mountains, so I guess they just hook up with each other.
Well, people migrate from Kentucky and West Virginia here in Ohio. So you tell people back in Ohio it's the same thing?
Well, not if you're from Kentucky or West Virginia.
Oh, what?
I mean, some states allow first cousins to get married and some don't.
I don't think we disallow it here in Ohio.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be getting in people's business. If you want to marry your first cousin, go ahead.
I know that there are... I met first cousins that were married before.
But couldn't you lie at this point? I mean, how is somebody really going to know?
Well,
you have the same last name.
Well, see, I don't have the same last name as any of my first cousins. Because my mom is the only girl in the family, and all of her brothers had a different last name than her, so all my first cousins have a different last name than me.
But when you get married, do you have to list, who your mother and father is?
I don't know. I've never gotten married.
I can't remember.
I'm not sure either.
I've gotten married too many times.
Oh.
And you don't remember?
I can't remember.
No. I don't know. You have to... So, but if you list who your mother and father is, I don't think that's still necessarily going to tip off who your first cousin is.
Well, I think they should go back to you have to take a blood test. Before, you don't have to do that anymore, right? Take a blood test? Back in the days, you used to take a blood test before you get married.
There was a reason for that.
What was a blood test for?
Yeah, there was a purpose for that, though.
So people, so you don't spread, AIDS and stuff.
No, that wasn't it.
It wasn't?
No.
I don't think, HIV and stuff wasn't a thing back then.
No, there was a reason for that, and I can't remember what it was.
Was it hepatitis?
Might have been hepatitis.
It may have been hepatitis.
What about nowadays? People get hepatitis and all this stuff now.
They don't care nowadays.
They don't care nowadays?
Well, they can cure hepatitis now.
Well, what about
it's a very costly treatment.
Well, what about all the other diseases people are spreading then? What if you're not honest with your partner?
Well, I'd hope you'd be honest with them if you were marrying them.
Well, I know, but nowadays, people like open relationships and everything else. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you're getting married, though, it's hard to hide that from your partner if you're marrying somebody else.
Huh?
I think it'd be hard to hide that.
Why?
Because even if you got a blood test and you were getting married, the hospital would not be allowed to tell your partner
HIPAA law.
If you had a disease. Yeah. So I don't know what would be the point.
Yeah.
They probably didn't have HIPAA laws back then.
Yeah. So they could tell the person, hey, this person has whatever.
I mean, they used to post when people were in the hospital, admitted into the hospital in the paper.
Yeah.
Well,
they should just do away with marriage.
Well, that wasn't...
Wouldn't that solve the problem, I think?
They used to post when babies were born.
Right.
Now, that's one that they had to do away with because of HIPAA.
Yeah.
Apparently, once you die, you give up your HIPAA laws.
Well, yeah, you did.
Well, yeah, they didn't publish that. I just wish obituaries told what you died from. I don't like died unexpectedly.
Well, that would be up to the family, though. I mean, the families are the one that writes the obituaries.
Right, and I think that's wrong.
Only if you had the corona. That's what in here lately. There's people saying that this person died of corona.
But even all those have not
been accurate?
No. Only if the family wanted to say it.
Oh.
But when my dad died, we made sure that it was in there that he didn't die of corona. That's because, like, the pandemic was just, like, getting started.
So. But you didn't say what he died of.
No, I think it said congestive heart failure.
It did.
You just read his obituary.
You know, I don't even want to get into that whole thing. I mean, let's not even... I don't want to bring that up. Because I'm still a little, you know... That whole situation is unfortunate.
Like what?
He didn't know that Dad had an obituary in the paper.
Oh.
And he was in the obituary.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Listen.
When did we discover this? When we were...
Recently.
Was it when we were on our trip? We were in the car when we were talking about it.
Yeah, but here's what happened.
You got invited, though, right? Why didn't you know?
I went to the funeral.
I did, too.
Well, I don't know if it was a funeral. What was that?
I went to the show. The wake.
I don't think it was.
I don't know what it was.
I was there.
It was a wake, right?
No.
Did they have his ashes there?
His ashes were
there. Or a memorial.
Memorial.
Was it?
I don't know what it was.
A memorial. There was a paper. I'd have to look at the paper. But in any event... what I'm saying is, I did not know that he had an obituary because it was during the pandemic, and I knew he wasn't having a service, so I did not think there would be an obituary. So I never paid attention for it. And then I come to find out I was in the obituary, I guess.
Well, my uncle,
I feel bad.
My uncle didn't have a funeral or nothing, and he had an obituary.
Yeah, but that was pre-COVID times. A lot of people are waiting now until... after COVID, and I think they're going to run obituaries because then they're going to have memorial services.
Oh. You know what I thought about doing? I thought I'd have my own wake, and, you know.
Ahead of time?
Ahead of time, and see if anybody, how many people show up. I'll just hide.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'll just...
You don't think people would know you're alive?
Well, I don't know. I just have a wake, you know, and then see how people would show up.
In any event, I ended up in the obituary. And I feel bad that I did not know that. I would have been, you know, thankful.
You would have done a better speech. No, yes, you did a good speech.
I did a good speech. You have a problem with that speech I gave?
No, you did a good speech that day. Your papers wasn't sticking together.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was hot. It was hot that day.
I don't remember a word that you said, but, you know, I'm sure it was nice.
Yeah.
I remember some words that day.
Yeah, something about, I think you brought up a whole bunch of different stuff that day.
I remember Janine.
Janine, yes.
Yeah, Janine, that's what they call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that minister's name?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know.
He likes Broadway.
But he still calls Mom Janine.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, poor man. Was he still around?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I did not realize.
Was it like Mark or something?
I have
No. Or what was Chris? His name?
Chris or John or...
I mean, I like the guy. I had a nice conversation with him. We were talking, he likes Broadway musicals and show tunes and things of that nature.
Interesting.
What old Charlie Everett used to do.
See, I'm glad this is on radio. That's a minister!
No, I'm just saying, you know.
I'm telling you, God is my judge. We were at the funeral, and prior to it, he was telling me of his love of Broadway musicals. I mean, this is not a joke.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Broadway musical, I guess.
That's what he was telling me.
I
bet right now, if he were sitting here, he would tell the exact same story.
Yeah, that's fine. He did a good job.
What is he? Is he a minister or a preacher?
I think he's a priest.
What is he? No, he's not a priest.
I don't think he's a priest.
No, I don't think he's got those kind of credentials. Mm.
I'm not really sure what he is.
I don't think he read the obituary either because he said your dad was from Marion.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
So at least I wasn't the only one there who hadn't read the obituary.
Yeah.
I like the guy. I've met him before.
I really
he was my mother's preacher
when
she still went to church.
Over on whatever that
yes.
He
certainly was.
He over at Martel.
Martel Methodist
Are
Church.
Are you sure? I think he just got out of school.
High school?
No, like preacher school.
No, he was the traveling minister and he also did Martel Methodist Church because that's where I first met him.
I really didn't talk to him, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
Nice guy. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Rick? No,
John.
He's not a Rick.
I think John. John Mathis. I don't know.
John Mathis. But I'm not sure what they call people in the Methodist profession. Is it a preacher?
Pastor?
Maybe? I don't know.
He's a preacher man.
Isn't that what they call most of them, pastors?
Well, Pastor Whitaker is a pastor. Now, I know he's pastor, but I don't know if that guy was a pastor or not.
See, I can get my license online to be a pastor.
Really?
Yeah, you can get your license right online.
You can marry people.
You can, yeah.
A lot of people have asked me to do that, marry them.
You should get your license.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to marry somebody just to have them get divorced.
Right, I can't do that.
You should get your license online, Scott.
But I don't want to do it.
And become a, what do they call those people? You just marry people. It's not a pastor, right? It's just a, what do they call that word?
You know, at one point, I had a friend who I thought really...
Ordained minister.
Yeah, but I don't need that, because pretty soon I'll have a storefront in a church, you know? And I'll be calling people whatever I want to call them.
At my bedside when I have another heart attack.
Yeah, but you know...
It's got to be like...
Well, I've saved many a life.
Yeah.
Many a life.
Yeah.
I saved Terry's life tonight. People thought he was dead, and I've located him. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. You got any questions for the panel, or can you even hear this show right now? 51 minutes past the hour on a big Friday night. We'll be here through 10 p.m. tonight, and would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. You missed the Big Stewart's Root Beer opening this year broadcast.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
What day was that?
It was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday?
It was a Wednesday.
What happened to me?
Mary Ellen was there, and you were there, Angie.
Did you guys do a live broadcast? Or?
We did.
It worked out good?
Nate and Terry were back here in the studio at that point.
Oh, and you went back and forth with them?
A little bit.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's why I'm not sure where I was.
I got a root beer float.
I had a Coney dog, but I could not eat it because I was on the air and nobody else was doing much talking.
They have the best food there. I love Root Beer Stand. You know?
Yeah.
And the owner there is really awesome.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's okay.
That's okay, huh? No, I mean, the root beer float is delicious, though.
You know, I haven't had one for a while.
You haven't?
No, it's been a long while. I used to get food from there every so often, but apparently that's become a bygone thing.
You know, some of these places, I hate to say, but if they're out there listening, they should come out with more diabetic stuff. Have you noticed that? A lot of these big restaurants don't have diabetic stuff.
Right.
Like root beer, I mean, you know, maybe they could come up with like a sugar-free ice cream and a diet root beer.
You know, I have thought we, like the root beer stand, you know, it's orange and it stands out. I think we should paint this building a really off color. Because everybody knows if you tell people directions to the root beer stand, you don't have to give them the address. You say it's the orange building down there on the right, and there's no other orange buildings. If we painted this building like yellow or purple, there's no other yellow or purple houses. You'd say that's the yellow purple house down there by the turnstile.
Yeah, our
purple would fit right in.
A dark purple or a light purple?
Well, I'd say more light
We have purple.
Yeah, we got purple everywhere here. You know, you got to use a color that people don't paint their houses. Purple, a yellow.
Neon. We could do a neon yellow.
Do you don't think the neighbors would complain?
Who gives a flip? Well, I don't even know these days. Have you ever met? One day I should take the microphone over to the neighbor's house and we'll just say hello.
We did meet a neighbor, remember?
Did we?
She came over.
Oh, yeah, she wanted her lawnmower.
Yeah.
We bought the place. We have her lawnmower. I have no idea.
Yeah. No, I've never met the actual neighbor, though, that we have.
I haven't either.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Our other neighbor is gone.
Yeah, there's no neighbor over there.
Ann's carry out. Gone.
But I don't know who this neighbor is. One morning I'll just, you know, and I'm going to do that one morning here. I'm going to take the microphone out the window. We have long enough cords. We have an extension somewhere, and I'm just going to go out on the street here and start talking to people.
You know, there was kids across the street on the porch playing, like, a game on the porch. They would probably love to come over and talk on the radio.
Well, we used to do that when we were in the mall.
Yeah.
I used to take the microphone out in the center of the mall and interview people.
That smell. Oh, my God, it was awful. It was awful, wasn't it? The smell in the mall. Because of the nail salon.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Right across there.
What do they use there?
The ammonia. I don't know. They use
it's so strong.
Yeah. I don't
ether.
Know. Is that what it is?
I think they have ether. If you want to get in on the first... Does anybody know what they use that stinks so bad at the nail salon? or anything else of that nature at this point. What would you do? What should I take? Oh, here's a good question. What should I take over to the neighbors? Because you got to bring a gift when you're new to the neighborhood. What should I take
chocolate.
Over? No, no, because see, just what you just said. Some people are diabetic. These people might be diabetic.
Well, you can get diabetic chocolate.
But what if they're not diabetic? Maybe they want sugar.
You have to get.
So what's a good gift that I can take over to the neighbors? That's a good, you know, we are here. We want to be friendly with you. What's a good gift that I could take over to the neighbor's house live on the air? Maybe I'll do that this coming week. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
A Bible. Take a Bible over.
You could take it, like, if you have any, if you get anything.
I'm not a Jehovah's Witness.
If you could get, like, a promotional thing from, like, say, restaurants or something, maybe you could be like, hey, have this free coupon.
Or a gift card.
Yeah.
To Steers Root Beer.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's possible.
Or, like, you know how you get zoo tickets or whatever. I'm sure you don't have any right now. But, like, if you had something like that, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, but what I mean, people used to do this when people moved into the neighborhood. What did they take to people?
Cookies.
Oh, cookies.
They did cookies.
Cake.
But we don't want to do that in this pandemic era.
Pizza. Yeah, I took pizza to my neighbor before.
740-383-9944. What is a good gift to... I guess that nobody's really welcomed us to the neighborhood, but we are going to spread goodwill because I believe that's what we should do. I probably will have to wear a mask over there because you don't want to frighten people.
You may frighten them.
Yeah, we're in China now, so you have to wear masks.
Taking a microphone to somebody's house.
Well, I won't tell them what I'm doing. You know? I'll just say, oh,
Well, here's the problem. You can't really take food nowadays because people, you know, with all this stuff going on.
That's what I'm saying. So no food.
Yeah.
So what do I take over to these people to ingratiate myself to the neighbors?
A card and a balloon.
That says what?
Welcome to, I'm your neighbor and thank you for inviting me in here.
But anyway. They didn't invite me in here.
Anyway, so you better welcome me anyway. There you go.
No, it's got to be a good gift, but you know, you don't go overboard because you really don't want them around. You don't want them to come over here asking for flour and stuff.
Because we don't have that.
We can give you a plastic fork. I don't know. What do you give the neighbors?
Well, I mean, like back in the days, like she said, cake. But, you know, you don't do food now. I don't know. I don't know what else you can give them, I guess.
Apparently the audience has no idea either. What do you give a neighbor to ingratiate yourself to them in the neighborhood? 740-383-9944.
You know, I guess you can just go buy a, you know, 6-pack of beer. Take over.
What if they don't drink?
They give it to their cousin or whatever.
Their kids?
Yeah.
Give it to their kids. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to get a... I don't even know if it's a man or a woman. I don't know their ages. It has to be a very broad gift.
I don't think anybody does anymore. You know, I only met one neighbor, and I wave at her. That's it.
Yeah, but we've got to do better than that. It's a new society. We've got to be friendly.
Well, people don't do that anymore nowadays because you can't trust anybody walking, you know, into people's houses.
Well, I don't want to go in their house. I just want to go on their porch.
I know, but they'll blow you away nowadays.
No, I'll pretend I'm a postman.
It's called stand your ground now. We have that now.
Right.
They just passed that new law now.
I'm knocking on their door. I'm not stabbing them.
No, I'm just saying stand your ground. What if they get freaked out? They're going to shoot you because they can get away with it.
I'm going over in broad daylight with a cake.
It doesn't matter.
Not a machete.
I'm saying it doesn't matter. They're spooked. They can shoot you right on the spot. And you'd be dead.
Well, why would you be spooked if I'm knocking on your door?
Because people don't trust people now.
Yeah, but what kind of murderer knocks first?
Huh?
What kind of murderer knocks? Hey, I'm here to kill you. Are you home? What is this?
I'm just saying.
Holy Moses Malone.
Now, Angie, it's a crazy world we live in now, isn't it?
We do live in a crazy world.
Yeah, we're in a crazy world, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, good idea. It'd be a dozen cookies.
Dozen
creations.
Oh, they were. You won our dozen cookies. Now, how many did you go through?
Oh, I went through all 12 of them.
All 12 of them.
Away.
Knocked them back. Now, what were they shamrock shaped?
Some of them.
All right. Now, how are we coming in tonight?
Real good. There for a while, you weren't coming in.
No,
like,
but
when the storm was, but.
Yeah, the storm blew us out for a minute, but we're back.
Yeah, you're coming in real good.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We'll be here for another hour.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. All right, I got Sean and Angie here, and we're going to be back in exactly 15 minutes here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Be a Good Neighbor. Stay tuned.
OPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny,